Taxes and fiscal responsibility are big issues in Mexico, too. But not surprisingly, it's drug-related violence that tops the Mexican political agenda. More than 28,000 people have been killed since President Felipe Calderón launched a crackdown on the country's drug cartels. That was 4 years ago. Part of the traffickers' response has been to murder police officers at all levels of Mexican law enforcement, and that's making it increasingly tough to find new recruits. Take the case of a small town just south of the Texas border in the state of Chihuahua. The town's police chief was gunned down in July 2009. Since then, the mayor has struggled to find anybody to fill the dead man's shoes. Until this week, the world's William Troop has our story.
Prajedis Guerrero is a small town of about 4,000 residents, but it has big problems with drug traffickers. Two major drug cartels are fighting for control of the area, and their gunmen regularly come through town. The murder of the local police chief last year was not an isolated incident. The deputy mayor of a nearby town, El Porvenir, was killed just this month, along with his son. Another local official was gunned down in June. So no wonder Prajedis Mayor José Luis Guerrero spent over a year looking for someone willing to become the new police chief.
O sea, no teníamos, no conseguíamos elementos de seguridad pública.
We just couldn't find anyone, Guerrero says. So the mayor asked the public for suggestions. One response came from Marisol Valles Garcia, a 20-year-old studying criminology in college. She didn't have a degree yet, nor any actual experience, except for a stint as a police department secretary, but she did have a vision of deterring crime before it happens by promoting civic values and improving community relations. Her project impressed the mayor so much, he asked Valles to implement it herself as the new police chief. Valles says she agreed because she's eager to do something, anything, to help out.
I've accepted the job because I like the project, and I wanted to collaborate with everyone so that I can live in peace with my family, my community, the people from my town.
Putting a young woman in charge of security in one of Mexico's most violent states has already raised some machista eyebrows in the country. One newspaper asked, "Are there no men in Chihuahua?" But Valles thinks being a woman is a plus. She says people trust women more, and she plans to hire more female officers to go door-to-door in Prajedis and talk to families. Valles understands people are afraid, but she says she won't let fear control her actions.
De hecho, nunca he pensado en ese término. Que si hoy es hoy y mañana no. O sea, yo digo, yo existo hoy, y para mí existe nada más el hoy y lo que voy a hacer.
I've never thought like that, you know. Whether I'm here today but not tomorrow. I'm here now, and now is all that matters, and I'm going to stick to my plan. We are going to do crime prevention, visit homes, and share experiences with families. My focus is to promote families and strengthen family values.
Part of Valles' plan is that most of her officers will not carry weapons. They'll be more like outreach workers. But she does concede that her new line of work puts her in the sights of ruthless drug traffickers who have not hesitated to kill local officials before. So the new police chief in Prajedis Guerrero, Chihuahua, will be escorted from now on by two armed bodyguards. For The World, I'm William Troop.